I want to touch on some things, as I said, that are actually quite practical, but they are about where we're going. Ezekiel 47, yesterday, Andy mentioned we were with a number of other pioneer church leaders. And one of the, a lady there, Jackie, who Tom used to work with, when we were praying, she said, she started the prayer and she said, you're called River. And she reminded us that we were called River out of Ezekiel 47. Somebody asked me recently, is it because you're by the river? And actually, you know, the great thing is the Lord's given us a name that works in all sorts of ways. He's given us a vision for the Thames Valley, you know, that follows the river. But also, but this is the reason. But I wasn't here when they went through naming the church. But I think there was something prophetic in the name. You know, all over the world, there are loads of churches beginning to call themselves River Church for the same reason. We were there 20 years ago or whatever. But they're beginning to do that. Yeah. Yeah. Andy, in that kind of spirit of generosity, is just saying, we'll brand it. I thought I'd go back and have a look at it. Because all she started saying, she said, remember that, there's healing in the leaves of the trees by the side of the river in Ezekiel. And, you know, saying, you know, you're seeing these healing stories. And she said, I just think there's something prophetically in your name that is about being a source of healing. And I want to receive it, you know. We didn't pursue it for its own sake. It started, for those of you that have been walking for the last 3 years with us, with that absolute conviction that if we are going to do anything, we must pursue the presence of God. Until you've seen the face of the Father standing side by side with the Son, with the Spirit living in you, until you have pursued that, then any action you take is just duty. Once you have had that revelation of the face of the Father, yourself reflected in the life of Jesus, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, then you can work and it's worship. Because you are acting out of a revelation. And it's a different thing. It's a whole different thing. And so we started by saying we're going to pursue the presence of God. And as we pursued the presence of God, he started to talk about the importance of us bringing ministry back in and bringing and being bold enough to pray for absolutely everything that we knew was outside of the kingdom of God. Because he said to us, you know, one of the things is about making a standard for the goodness of God. You know, let's raise a standard for the goodness of God. So if it is outside of his revealed goodness, which we capture in the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If it's not like it would be in heaven yet, okay, then we have every authority given to us by Jesus to pray for it to be like that. We have an authority to say, let's make this place heaven on earth. We have it from Jesus himself. And so in that pursuit of that presence of God, and see revealing those things, and we started to see healings happen. But anyway, so I went back and read the whole thing. I just thought there are a lot of things in there I just wanted to pull out. First of all, the water comes out from under the threshold of the house of God. And there's this fantastic vision before this of as Ezekiel looks forward and he sees the church prophetically. Of course, they didn't know that at the time he wrote it. He describes a new temple, but it's a new temple whose walls are the winds or the spirit. And he sees this temple and he sees one man go in one way, but nobody else goes in that way. He sees Jesus go in the way of the flesh, if you like, because Jesus accomplishes it in the flesh. And as soon as he's accomplished it and sat down and the doors close and now everybody else comes in through a big way, he sees this vision of the church. And then he goes on and he sees this water running out eastwards. And I just thought it was, as I was reading, I thought, hey, you know, our river does run eastward. It runs eastward. I'm going to talk about where we're going. And we are, in one sense, we're heading eastward. There's a little bit going north and west. But there's a big flow going eastwards. And then it became a torrent, verse 5. You know, we don't want to finish where we are today. Lord Jesus. I just want this to be utterly in a place of brokenness. This is not about us being a torrent. This is about the Lord being a torrent. And we are part of that flow. It is about the Spirit being a torrent of which we are the bits in there. And we are being carried with it. And Father, we want to be a part of that torrent. We want to see it. In verse 9 it says, and there were loads of fish because the waters shall come over. And they're going to be healed and they shall live where the torrent goes. There's fish that gets healed. Fish speaks to us prophetically of lives coming to know the Lord, doesn't it? We're called to be fishers of men. That there is fish, there is fruit of salvation, and they'll be healed where the river goes. Father, we want to say, this is what we want to be part of. We cannot achieve this. This is not a vision for us to work towards. This is a prophecy for us to live under. to live under and let it make itself real and declare the truth of the God who spoke these words through us. Does that make sense? It's not something to accomplish. It is something for us to open ourselves to. Go on to the next one, Tim. And on the edge of the torrent, there were many, many trees, or very many trees. And as I read that, I just thought of all of the visions. You know, I'm saying that this we want to be a place that releases visions and ministry. My heart I carry is this: I want to see a massive, massive release of people into ministry, whatever that sphere is, of ministry into the lives of people in this nation. I want to see a massive release of ministry. And I see these trees speaking to me of the project of ministry. Okay, ministry produces projects, but projects aren't ministry. Does that make sense? You know, there are these trees, and they are rooted by this river. And some of them are congregations. Some of these trees are like congregations. In fact, it goes on, I haven't put it up there, but that there are trees that related to each of the 12 tribes. And it's funny, and I don't make a big thing out of this, but I've got a little prayer notebook, you know, and I was praying about this planting and so on. And as I wrote, just in the spirit sometimes, you know, I just kind of say, Lord, what are you saying? I wrote 12 congregations, but I only know 8 at the moment. That's what I wrote. It's in my prayer journal. And I don't make much of by this because, you know, we might get to 12 and then the Lord says go somewhere else. But, you know, there were trees for these 12 tribes. There were projects that belong, you know, to a number of congregations, not all of which we've seen yet. But these are fruitful projects because it goes on. And all the trees are for food. Okay? They produce food. They feed. They resource. They are nourishing. Just generally in life. They're good to have them there. And they have leaves. The fruit will be for food, and the leaf is for healing, and they bring that healing. They bring that healing. And I, just as I read it again, I thought, what a fantastic commissioning verse it was. All of those things were captured when a leadership team, like the one you've seen today, but some years back, were saying, well, we've been called, what have we been called? Maidenhead Christian Fellowship, was it? And Marlowe Christian Fellowship, and all of these other names, but what's the Lord saying? What's the Lord saying in all of this? And he gave us a name that is an eternal name, rather than just a local name. Does that make sense? But we are called to work out what we're doing locally, because one day the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. That means everybody must live within knowledge, within walking distance, really, of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. They may not follow it, but it's got to be close enough for them to see it. It's got to be close enough culturally and geographically for them to see it. We go on. So this is where it gets practical. We've been through a process of, we didn't realize this when we set out. It was like following little steps. Darry was talking when he spoke to us, leadership, about how they've grown from a couple of hundred to 13,000. And he said, actually, there's no big plan. It's just they follow the little steps that the Lord says. And actually, we're suddenly at a juncture. It's a real key juncture. But actually, it's the fruit of a lot of little steps where we made plans. We knew that there was something about the way we worked as a leadership team that wasn't quite right for going forwards. And so we've been praying it through. And there are, within the group that you saw, there is a new structure internally as well. We didn't go into that because it just gets confusing. But of carrying responsibility. But we, some years back, a few years back, as we were looking and praying about the structure in Maidenhead of the way the church was on, we developed the concept of a neighbourhood group. It's now spreading to Marlow, slightly different to the journey because they're much more geographically compact. But lots of these little steps, they were little steps, and they're leading us to a place where we are ready to flow into the next phase of the vision. So I want to talk into some of the practical things. And the first thing, I call it the gathering, which is stealing a name from the journey. We haven't really got a good name for it yet, have we? The gathering is a good name. The gathering is a good name. The other alternative was to call it the big joint. and we thought it might be very good evangelistically. yeah. So yeah, Colin's saying yes to that one. Colin prefers the big joint to the gathering. So the gathering, but this is going to be our quarterly time, and a lot of you know the details, but I just really want to speak into it and put it into its context. You know, we have these problems about where do you meet in a town like this, and yes, we have plans and we're looking at long term of doing things, but this is our next step. We can only get the magnet quarterly, but that's probably not a bad thing because it leaves some space for some other things that I think the Lord wants us to do. You know how it's interesting, he uses those practical circumstances sometimes to open your eyes to other possibilities. So once a quarter instead of monthly, like we have been where we all gather here, we're going to gather in the magnet. In theory, it takes up to 900 people, but we want to do quite a lot of different things with it, which is giving them all sorts of logistical headaches, so we can eat there as well as meet there without us everyone having to clear out of the room when we make the transition and so on. But what we are going for, I really want us to own this as a possibility. We are looking to make this a really fun time. This doesn't stand against the fact that primarily we pursue the presence of God. Okay, you know, that we don't want to become, can you hear me the right way in this? We don't want to become seeker sensitive at the loss of ministering to the Father. Because actually, if you look at the whole pattern through Scripture, it starts with ministry unto the Lord. The priests, the high priests, were called to minister to the Lord, and then they commissioned and brought in the Levites who minister to the people. So we don't want to become seeker sensitive at the cost of our ministry to the Lord in our worship and in giving him space in our prayer times and so on. They've got to be core. But this is an expression which should be really, really safe for guests to come to. We want to make it, be perhaps slightly less intense in some ways, but more diverse and more of a mix. It will give us a flavour of what's going on. We're going to use much more video than we do at the moment. We want to use other presentational pieces so that not all of the preachers, just someone standing, but with drama and music and so on to convey the message. We want it to make it something the whole family does want to go to. And that's really key because we know how much as parents make such a difference when your kids are desperate to go there. We have an inflatable assault course, and we have Cheeky Charlie's. Yeah, and the inflatable assault course is for use for adults in the afternoon, for those of you that are sitting there thinking. So, and there will be, we're looking to do a really good children's program. However, first time off, we're having a team come in. We would like to service it because this is an expression of our life. So while we will occasionally bring folks from outside, we want it to be serviced by people from River. We would like to there, but we would, in all of these things, as we go through this, we really do need to start building service teams quite quickly. And one of Kevin's key roles is fantastic because we were praying for a role like Kevin for 2 years, and then Kevin just came and said, "I have this word, I have this prophecy," and that he was given in a conference some years back, and then he was told to go to the River, but he didn't know about River Church at the time. Things like that. And we really do feel the Lord has sent us Kevin, and his coming onto the team allows us to do things like this. But he's been putting out requests for people who will serve in all sorts of ways. And we really do need people to respond. We need to have people who will serve in the children's work, perhaps just for this Sunday, just for these things. It doesn't necessarily have to be for all time, but really want to spread that out because we need to all carry these things. Okay. So we want to make it really good for the children. We're going to eat together. Jackie and Jane Van Rienen are looking to cater for us. Thank you. Pardon? Yeah. What we're going to do on that is there won't be a fixed cost. There's no cost. We will just ask people to make a donation towards the food. But this way, if you really want to bring your own food, then obviously no one's going to stop you eating it there. But it's part of just wanting to be community, you know. What we'd encourage you is to come, and it then makes it accessible as well to people who just walk in and visiting because they can eat with us. Do you see what I mean? And it's not, nobody should be prohibited by cost, but we'll make a suggested amount. And if you, as part of your kind of, you know, participation, we do that, then hopefully we'll be able to cater for everybody just out of life rather than kind of at a fixed fee. Does that make sense? There's going to be a mixed and mixed. Why did I write that? I probably was going to put something else. An afternoon program, and then I probably added the word mixed. An afternoon program with seminars, sports, entertainments, and prayer. We've got a couple of prayer zones, sensory zone. We're going to use some of the studio theatres that we've got for the kids' work. We'll put seminars on, so there's more structured teaching than we might get in a more, you know, kind of a Sunday morning. There will be adult sports going on. We would like to encourage you, if you have a subgroup within the church, like a neighbourhood group or base kind of cell or student cells, you know, get yourself little teams. I think we're going to have relays over the assault course, at least as one of the activities, and, you know, a mass game of round the table with the table tennis bats. No, I don't know. So there'll be fun things going on like that. And please, you know, we'll give prizes at the end of the day for neighbourhood group team or whatever who do the best. And hopefully it will be fun. Entertainments, making a request today. If there are things that you can do during the afternoon program, it won't be a nice, quiet, compliant group sitting there politely clapping. But if you can cope with that cabaret format and you would like to do something, please let us know. Because we want to just release life. This is about community. This is the community of our cake. If you remember the cake, those of you who've been around a bit, we sometimes talk about cake, community, activity, knowledge and experience, and the different things that go on into church life. Next thing, timing's all very important. We're going to start 10:15 to give us a little bit longer. A lot of people have asked about parking. There's free parking at Hines Meadow, which is the car park directly opposite the Magnet on Sundays. So you can just drive in there and walk under the underpass. Okay. Otherwise, we can have 500 people running across the road, which is not a bad thing. Creche, I need to ask people to really bear with us. In December, the creche is going to be difficult because we didn't book the creche in time for December. So we haven't got their dedicated creche. Means there's some little kind of hassly bits, but this isn't the way it will always be. You know, whenever we've moved location, there have always been logistical problems, and we've hit a number of them for this first meeting. I really would ask you to pray. There have been a lot of logistical hurdles, you know, but whenever you move a venue, I remember when we moved here, you know, we have to experiment with rearranging how we use things. You have to kind of fit it. And it's the same, but this is a bigger venue, so it creates more logistical problems. So please bear with us if you're a parent on the creche front. We will be getting there for the next ones. There will be a dedicated creche operating the whole way through all of the same things. But we're probably going to have to start with kind of children in and then kind of release them at a time once we can get into the room that they're going to let us have. Just bear with us on that. That's all I want to say about the December 3rd meetings, because it's not the only thing we're pushing into. You see, part of it is to service the planting of new congregations. You know, we have people who don't come to these Sundays because they're over full, and we need to have enough space as we plant other things to keep gathering together. Otherwise, we divide up. And I just want to say the reason why we want to stay together is because we do feel the Lord is putting something into us, that all over the world, the Lord is raising up churches that have a more relational view of the Lord, i.e. that he is a God who is looking for a cooperation, not control. Okay, and we are a place that believes that. We are a place that flows with it. And the Lord, we feel it's important that we kind of express our kind of common relationship, don't just break into separate units and so on. So that's why we want to have a place where space that we can all gather together on a Sunday morning with children as well as adults. But we do want to start new congregations, and we will be starting one in Slough. Now, I apologise here because the processing timing is totally out of order, because I haven't yet spoken to everybody in the Slough neighbourhood group about some of these things. But please, if you are in that group, please bear with me for telling you some things that it'd be good to have let you know first. Over the summer, I felt a release from the Lord personally to lead the church planting team into Slough, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm going to love doing that. and so I'm looking to build a team to plant into Slough. We'd like that team to be from across the whole church, including the folks who are already in Slough. So if you're feeling like you'd like to be part of, please let me know. Okay, I've already talked to a few people. But from January, February time, we would look to start seeing new activities happening, and we're going to start putting monthly outreach into Slough going on. We're going to start looking to see an alpha running in Slough. We're going to do some of those things, so that there are places to gather people too, points to gather people too. Then around the autumn, I'm going to need to speed up. We are looking to run a whole church-wide mission into Slough. But during those Saturdays, I will be asking the congregations, you know, what's your contribution? How are you going to help us in our outreach? Are there other times that maybe you can come and do things and just help to sow in and seed in? But in the autumn, we're looking to run a kind of a traditional style mission, but just piling into Slough and look to leave a fully operational congregational unit that probably for a season operates as a satellite of Maidenhead, so it still gets some kind of more help and kind of covering and so on. Just practical help in terms of speakers and we share speakers anyway, but you know, in terms of the planning levels of it and so on. But to leave a congregation there. But we will start some Sunday gatherings during the first half of next year, hopefully once a month on those Sundays where there would have been a joint meeting. We will start to look to see the Slough congregation experimenting and getting a feel for itself, if you like. You know, how do we cope with children's work in this new congregation? How do we manage our worship? What space are we going to meet in? So before we go fully public in the autumn, we'll already start to do some Sunday gatherings with the congregation. So we really want you to own it in prayer, to own it in activity, come out and join with us in some of the activities and so on. But then what next? Because I put these up, not because they're solid plans, that's why I put question marks next to them. But I want we want folks to start catching vision. I want you to start catching vision for planting out down the river. Planting out down the river. We've had those prophetic words come into us without planning, about strings of pearls down the river and so on. So I put a student-focused congregation in Wickham. We just started a fusion cell there recently, which is fantastic. And with the experience we've had planting with Vicky and Phil and the team there into the Royal Holloway, we are growing some expertise. So folks seeing a number of you over there from that church plant over there can come over and help maybe in Wickham. It's just a possibility, but I'm throwing out who's going to catch those ideas, who's going to let them grow, who wants to get involved with it. Heathrow is an interesting one, you know, and we're getting some interesting little kind of mini connections there in Heathrow. Real gateway to the world, isn't it, Heathrow? Staines, Windsor, question marks next to it. Just throw them out. Pray about them. You know, what is your inheritance in all of this? Where's the Lord taking you? We're going to take our Sunday PM worship and ministry times, our intense worship on tour. You know, there's, I just remember, I think it might be in the Luke time, when Jesus sends the disciples out, and it says that Jesus sent them to all the towns he was going to come to. Okay. And so this is a bit like that, you know. We felt prophetically we want to take our worship and ministry time into the places that the Lord is calling us to spread out into. So Marlow, Wickham, Maidenhead, Burnham, Slough, Heathrow. During next year we'll be taking it on tour, just because it may be down the river from you, or up the river from you. Please come. It will only be once every kind of 6 months, so it's not that difficult. You know, the other times it will probably be closer to you. So please make that effort. Let's all kind of go together and put prophetically, let's do some of that in some of those new spaces, those new places with our Sunday PM. We're adding a new joint meeting, another which we're calling Vision and Values. So there will be two Sunday gatherings a month now that are for everybody in the church. This is to help complement the fact we don't have as many now on the Sunday mornings. And our Vision and Values time, we want to explore more thoroughly, because on a Sunday morning isn't always the right place to do it, but to explore more our theology, which is open and grace-filled. We want to explore our values, such as relationship, putting people first. And we want to explore the vision that the Lord's laying out to us. Where are we going next? How's it moving on? So those new times are there. In many ways, the way I present this is, if you really feel the Lord's put you in River, he's joined you to River, because we want River to be a place that is open for anybody who is anywhere on their spiritual journey. Okay, we really do. People who just walk in, that's why we don't have this formal membership, but we have a loose form of membership where we just say, yeah, we're walking with you for this next year. If you may have even noticed it, because we're so loose about it. But anyway, we do that. We ask people to kind of, you know, make a prayer each year that says, yeah, I'm walking with you for this next year. Oops, we've just jumped ahead there, but then my husband just finished. So we want to put these Sunday PM meetings in as a place to explore those things at a little bit more depth. So if you really feel, no, very surely I'm joined to this church, I want to understand its theology, I want to understand its visions, I want to understand its values, then these are the space for them, okay? And that's why we're putting them on. And then finally, and new neighbourhood initiatives. The reason why we've been working over the last few years to try and neighbourhoodise the church, with varying levels of success and so on, but we'll keep working down that process, is because in the end, what we are capturing when we go up to Zion, if you like, when we're all together, is something that has to be worked out on the ground locally. And so we've put this neighbourhood group structure in, and we want to encourage neighbourhood groups to take initiative. And so I put up there the watering hole, because I was so thrilled when Burnham neighbourhood group said, we want to replicate what goes on Sunday PM worship time in our village, in our town. And they started the watering hole, which, because I promised Julie I would advertise it, is happening next week. And is open to everybody. It's not just for those who live around Burnham. It's them taking the responsibility as a neighbourhood group to run and organise a time of refreshing and ministry, prayer and worship in their space. But my prayer is, you see, that that's just first fruits. You know, that in all of that different outlying areas, we start those initiatives that start to root what the Lord is giving to us here and root it into our local communities. So the neighbourhood groups and new initiatives are a really key thing. That's, I think, my last slide. I've talked through the things I need to. I want to really, again, encourage you, even if you don't know what it is yet, if you're willing to explore being part of a service team, please talk to Kevin Moore, and then he will start getting back to you and find out what you may or may not be good at. We need all sorts of new service teams. We need more people that we can train to help run PA. We need folks that are just willing to greet. We need folks that are just willing to set up some tables when we're halfway through for, you know, all sorts of things like that. So please, if you're willing to be a part of one of those or explore being part of one of those, please talk to Kevin. That'd be fantastic. I just want to say on that, in Luke 19, it says that, I never get the verse quite right, I should have looked it up, but it's on this issue. It's Jesus basically says, if you can't be entrusted with somebody else's wealth, who's ever going to entrust you with your own? And I have spent an awful lot of time on service teams. I'm just wanting to throw it out. And if you have dreams and you think, I've got dreams, but they're not about being on service teams, I would say there is an incredible fruitfulness that comes by serving with somebody else's wealth, just in service, that releases your own dreams. It is a part of the journey. Does that make sense? So I just want to throw that out, that, you know, we're not saying be in a service team and get stuck there, and, you know, because you might have other dreams in your heart. What I'm saying is that it is a part of the journey into the dreams that the Lord's given us, is to find those ways of serving with somebody else's resources. Okay. So I just really encourage you in that. So I'm going to finish now. Thank you very much for those of you sat on the floor and been in pain. Because we never, ever want to have gathered and not given opportunity to ministry, there will be a prayer team over here. Want to really encourage you, if you want to be prayed for healing this morning, if you want to pray to receive the Lord this morning, if you just want to stand with someone, pray about the situation, we're going to have our ministry team over here. I don't know whether it's possible just to resurrect the worship team who did so fantastically earlier, just to send us out in an attitude of worship as we go and grab coffee and ministry time together and get an opportunity to talk together. Is it possible? And I'm going to finish by praying. If you want to join in with your voices with the worship, then you can, but we are kind of in that place where we're freeing people to get children. There's the bookstall through here. There are book resources this month. Please don't forget those. And let's stay in fellowship together for a while before we finish. So, Father, we thank you that this is a space and a place where you have put your life. And, Father, we want to honour that life and treat it well, Father. Not take it for granted, Father, but nourish it and nurture it and let it grow. And so, Jesus, I just pray as we go out from here, you would have sown seeds that will grow with excitement in people's lives over the next few weeks. Lord Jesus, that you'll give birth to new visions that produce new project trees that produce fruit, Lord Jesus, that bring nourishment. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.